You know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25. It is myself, Momoozy, alongside, as always, three-time NBA champion, Mr. BJ Armstrong. BJ, how you doing, brother?
Oh, man, only terrific, Mo. Only terrific. A great day. Lots of energy today.
I mean,
and the sun is shining. And what can we say? We got, five, 6 weeks? March Madness about to start over here for the NCAA tournament. So, it's that time of the year.
I know why you're hyped. That's seven straight wins in a row for the Pistons. Seven straight.
How about those Pistons right now? How about those Clippers?
It was a good win as well.
Yeah, how about that? How about those Pistons?
Well, we're going to see how about them, because the next game is against the Boston Celtics. We're going to see. That's a good test for them. There's a lot of confidence you're bringing into that. You know, defending champs, and you're on a seven-game streak. Got to do what you got to do. The big game from last night was the Minnesota Timberwolves and the OKC Thunder. And it was a very interesting game, because with three, four minutes remaining in the game, the Thunder were up by 16. And they had a 99.8% probability chance to win the game. And they bottled it, really and truly. The Minnesota Timberwolves came away with a win in overtime. Anthony Edwards came up with a huge block, and then he managed to stop Shea from scoring a game that would send it into a second OT. But what I wanted to talk about is Chris Finch's comments after the game, the coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Okay.
He said, "It's so frustrating to play this team because they foul a ton. They really do. They foul all the time. And then you can't really touch Shea. It's a very frustrating thing, and it takes a lot of mental toughness to play through it." Do you think, from watching these teams play, do you think what he's saying is valid, or do you think that his, obviously you're a little bit biased because it's his team that's going up against them, and every coach feels like their team gets more fouled more than fouls they commit? Do you see any validity in what he's saying?
I've grown up differently, right? Whatever is going on in the course of the game, the first thing I don't do is admit it. Okay. I don't even admit when we lost. You would say, "Hey, we didn't play well." And I always love that. I that's one of my favorite standard quotes. "Well, we didn't play well today." And you just never give the other team credit. You never tell them that they're better than you. You never tell them that the referees didn't give us calls. You just never admit it. You were resistant to the fact that Mo may be better than me. You just, we didn't play well. We didn't shoot the ball well tonight.
They won the game. So
they won. You might have said, if the mental aspect of the game and utilizing the media and the press, that's a lost art now. Now that went out of the door years ago. So for instance, if you lost a game or you played against a team that you knew was better than you, you would just say, we just got to play our game. And if we play our game, we can beat anyone. Now, people become the victims now. They just admit, you can't touch Shea. You can't, I didn't even see the quote. And I don't even, I'm just going by what you said.
Yeah, it's what I read to you. Yeah.
Yeah. And you go, wow, like that's an interesting way to prepare for a game. Like, you allowed all these negative thoughts to come into your psyche even before the game started. Like Mo, I entered into a game and I just kept, like you said at the beginning of every show, the vibes, what it is. Why I came here. I showed up because I came here to figure out how to win. Mm-hmm. That's what I came here for. Now you're like, well, you can't play this guy. Yeah, you can't, the way they're frustrating. It's frustrating to play against them because you can't touch them. Like, I've never, ever prepared for a game with that mentality. So it's kind of foreign for me to hear that. Like, oh, wow. Like, these guys really come in and they're already down 10 points before the game starts. Okay, well, hey, by the way, guys, Shea's a really good player. What's the one thing that is probably the least talked about theme in all of the NBA? How about defense? How about we do something other than just walking by each other and switching for no reason at all? How about having a scheme that will you can junk up the game? How about Mo listening to the show, and we've been talking about this for years, you want to have a variety of ways to play during the course of a game. How about giving your team and preparing your team for multiple defensive coverages? How about that? You have the defensive player of the year. You have Naj Reid, McDaniels, Anthony Edwards. You have the capability to do a lot of different things. And by the way, you can even play zone in the NBA now. The fact that you said that to me is just like, okay. But I let it go now because if I say these things, it's like I'm criticizing people. I'm not criticizing. I'm just the imagination and creativity is like, it's almost like it's limited to what was really going on here. And I'm not criticizing because I don't know the quote. I didn't see the quote. But and based on what you're saying, I'm just like, that doesn't even enter into my thought process.
The funniest part of this whole quote is the Thunder shot 29 free throws. The Timberwolves shot 39 free throws. So they won the game. They shot 10 more free throws than the opponent. But the coach comes to the post-game press conference to talk about the refs calling more fouls for OKC. I don't know. I don't know where it's come from. Do you know what I'm saying?
Again, you know, then you say things and then you go, well, you're old school. No, how about, Mo, there's only one thing to teach. There's only one thing to teach in professional sports. That's called the fundamentals. You are a pro. Mo, I'm a professional. Okay? Now, I will say this about the NBA. Because now we've entered into this era of there's so many unprofessionals who are participating in professional sports that we feel the need to say and have quotes like that. Mo, I'm a professional. I do this. I get paid to do this. Okay. But if I was an unprofessional, the coach probably should say that, say those things because I'm not a professional. But because I'm a professional, Mo, I take full responsibility for the outcome of a game. Mm. And that means I have to be prepared for that. And be prepared for the way the game is played, the way the game is officiated, and so forth and so on. So I hear these things now, and I just basically, I just listen. Because, Mo, I'm not, it's not old school. Defense is defense. Mm. Defense, that's not an old school thing. Help defense is not an old school thing. Talking on defense, there's nothing old school about excellence. Mediocrity, okay. Lack of effort.
Do you know one thing that really annoys me? You know, because I see this a lot now. Fans are like, oh my God, Lou Dort fouled so much they let him get away with everything. Or like the Nuggets Lakers game, they're like, oh my God, they didn't call any fouls for Jokic. They were harassing him the whole way up the court. And the view from a lot of the fans now is that the refs should be calling those fouls. But I don't know if there's something wrong with me because I think of it the other way around. I'm like, good. Because if Lou Dort is doing all of that and not getting called for a foul, that means I can do all of that and not get called for a foul. And if I do it enough, they're eventually going to have to stop calling fouls on me. Like, look at Draymond Green. He can play with a level of physicality that a lot of people in the league don't have the freedom to. Why? Because he's done that since day one. That's who he is. Lou Dort has been a physical defender since he came in. Therefore, he can be physical and he's not going to get a foul called every time. And I really hate the fact that people are now, oh, the refs need to call more fouls on these. No, you should all just be playing as physical as them. Do you get where I'm coming from?
Yeah, you know what it does look like to me right now? And for instance, I watched a little bit of that Minnesota game. Looks like to me in the second half of the season, again, it's early. It's only been about three, four games since all.
It's been a week.
Yeah. The game looks much more physical to me now.
Good.
And when I watched the game last night, the OKC Minnesota game,
mm-hmm.
What was fascinating to me is the the starters for the most part for the Minnesota Timberwolves were on the bench doing the comeback.
Yeah, Nickeil Alexander-Walker, Terance Shannon Jr., Rob Dillingham got a lot of minutes in that little run.
Okay. I can't recall Mo in the since you know it's been a few years now. You know, guy dunks, he screams at the guy or looks at the other guy, immediate tech.
Yeah, standard procedures now.
Okay. The last three or four games, there's been a little physicality to the game. Now, I don't know what was done at All-Star Weekend, but I'm gonna put the memo out to the rest of the coaches in the NBA who will go up to the podium and start complaining about fouls. The Golden State Warriors to me might be on to something. You know what's changed about the Golden State Warriors? Yes, they did get Jimmy Butler, but they're going to the free throw line. And they play a physical brand of basketball that the rest of the league hasn't quite caught on yet. And they're like five, I don't know, 5-1, 6-1, or whatever.
Yeah, 5-1 since the trade.
I think there's been a little memo where you can see there's some like healthy conflict happening in the NBA now.
Just a little bit. Just a little
Okay.
bit.
And I first noticed it. I first noticed it the first game that Luka came, because I went to his first game. And then I noted he made the shot, and the shot was a highlight. He gets fouled and he kind of plays through it, and he's looking around for a foul. Now, it clearly was a foul, but it was like a no call. It was a healthy no call. Let's be on the lookout more for the healthy conflict now that's happening, where the NBA is saying, you know what? We're going to let this thing get a little bit more physical. And I think that's good for the NBA.
I think it's the best thing that they could do.
And I think they're going to reward the physicality of the game. Now, when I watched the OKC Thunder last night, the fact that they lost, yeah, it was disappointing, but I wasn't disappointed. And I was disappointed only in one particular area. They did not meet the physicality of that game. They're used to playing a certain way. They play fast. They play, you know, I don't know what their terminology is, but they don't hold the ball for more than 2 seconds, with the exception of Shea. He's the only one that holds the ball on offense. He plays a physical brand of basketball on the offensive end, which is interesting to say because he's more physical than the actual defenders.
Yeah. And he got to the line
And
17 times last night.
yes. And if you allow the defense to play as physical as he does on the offensive end, I'm all about that. I'm all about that. Because he bumps you, he lowers his shoulder,
A little push off, just a little
he,
one,
yeah,
just a
he,
little
hey, that's the
one.
way the game is refereed. The offensive players are more physical now. But if you allow the defenders now to be a little bit more physical, I think it balances the game out a little bit. Now, I'm going to watch the OKC Thunder because they have, in my opinion, they have taken full advantage of the rules of the game today in the way they've constructed their team, the way they play. They, you know, and they have a player like Shea who kind of plays, he floats, like he shoots threes, he goes to the basket, he plays the mid-range, but he's the only one on their team that's allowed to do that. Everyone else, they play by the, you know, shoot the three, move the ball, da da da, and he kind of, he's the X factor. I'm going to watch now because I can't recall, Mo, this many guys dunking in the last two or three games, and they're talking to each other now. And there's been really no tease.
Maybe someone listens to my rant about pausing is getting a technical for flexing after the dunk.
But yeah, no, just watch it, Mo. These are the things I watch. I don't watch the games because now I know these guys, you know. For the most part, you know, everyone's complaining. I don't, I'm, because I'm not the victim here. I just want to watch, see what's going on, and then you adjust. just for the sake of it, you actually played in the game, and however the game was being called that night, you adjusted to that style. Okay, well, Mo's calling it tight tonight. Well, okay, I'll play that way. Mo's letting it be physical. Okay, I'll play that way. Now these guys are like, how dare you? How dare you don't call a foul on me? Like I don't have time for that. That's so they say old school, so that's new school. Let you listen to the new school. I'm gonna figure it out. Like, we just figure things out. Watch how physical now they've allowed the game. They're letting guys play now. And that to me is what I was watching. And when I watched the game last night, I was disappointed in OKC Thunder because they didn't meet the physicality of the game. And Mo, I watched that entire meltdown. And I'm not going to make too much of it because they've been great all season.
Yeah, this is the first bad game that they've had.
Yeah, really, but that was a really bad loss.
Against a team they could see in the playoffs as well.
Yeah, that was
and we were talking yesterday about the psychological edge some of these games could have.
Yeah, that was a really bad loss yesterday. I mean, that was a bad loss because you got the best player on the floor. And I was just disappointed in the fact of how they were going to their what we consider or what we call your need plays at the end of the game. They didn't have any plays that they went to. They just kind of shot threes as if, well, the score doesn't matter. They totally ignored time and score at the end of the game. Their end of the game execution was beyond. It was just awful. It was just, I couldn't believe it because they are what? They're in first place over there in the Western Conference. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So their end of the game execution, end of the shot clock execution for the last 8 minutes, 6 minutes of the fourth quarter was just, it was just awful. I mean, it was so bad. Like, Mo, it was so bad, Mo, I wouldn't even watch the, and I haven't done this before because I always love tight games. It was so bad, Mo, I refused to watch the overtime.
That's crazy.
Mo, I was like, you know what? I can't believe this is the best team in the NBA or one of. That's how bad it was. I just wouldn't watch it. And then my son and I were watching it last night and I just turned it off. He's like, what are you doing? I was like, I can't watch it.
Man, let the kid enjoy the game, B.
I was like, hey, we're not going to have bad habits. We're not going to have bad viewing habits here.
Yeah.
And then we both looked at our phones, later, and then we saw that they lost. It was so bad, I turned it off.
Yeah.
Because their execution was so bad, I don't even know what to make of that. It was that bad.
Yeah. Is it interesting? Shout out to Ant, though. He had two huge defensive stops that you weren't watching because you turned off overtime. But I found it really funny, right? On like the second last possession, defensive possession for the Timberwolves, Ant blocks the shot. And the ball is still live. It's still in play. Someone gets the rebound, but he just starts flexing on the court. And I'm watching it like, bro, you were so lucky they didn't score off that rebound because you're standing there flexing after blocking the shot. The game's not done yet. It's still a tight game. It was fun, though. It was fun. It was a healthy competition. Tonight, we're going to get to see Luka Doncic return to Dallas. Is the game in Dallas or is the game in LA?
I don't know.
It's in LA. It's in LA. So he's not returning to Dallas, but he's facing the Mavericks. I think we're going to see a huge scoring performance from Luka. But it's always interesting because he's now going up against guys that he's been practicing with for at least one season, two seasons, three seasons. So they might know a little thing or two about what he wants to do out there on the court. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. The matchup I'm really interested in tonight, though, is the Milwaukee Bucks and the Houston Rockets. That's going to be an interesting one for me because we talked about Houston yesterday. They've been on a bit of a slide. And the Milwaukee Bucks, they're sitting in fourth. They've won four straight. Now without Bobby Portis with his suspension.
Right.
So it's just going to be an interesting matchup because you know me, in my head, I'm 7 foot tall, right? So, I'm watching, I'm going to try to watch Giannis and Şengün and and these guys and see what happens in the battle in the paint. Provided who's healthy and who's out there. I think Fred VanVleet might be returning. I'm not too sure. He practiced on Monday and he's a game time decision for today. So that's the matchup I'm really interested in tonight. And I like it now because we're getting closer to the playoffs. So that means every game now kind of means just a little bit more. Teams are trying to get position. Giannis is a game time decision as well. So is Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet and DeShaun Tate. So I'm gonna be locked in. I'm gonna be locked in. It should be a fun one, B. It should be a fun one.
Yeah, well, it's got a lot of good games. The Raptors are playing a little better right now. I think you guys play the Raptors tonight, right? They're playing a little better.
I think they could steal one. I think the
I'm
Raptors
gonna
could steal
admit,
one here.
I'm gonna be interested to see when Brandon Ingram, when he gets back on the court up there, because he signed. He signed an extension up there, so I'm interested. I'm kind of interested in that. Cleveland keeps rolling. I'm not sure. What are our good friends over there at the Suns? I think Suns Grizzlies tonight, right?
I'm done with the Suns. I don't want to
You
hear
done
about
with the
this. I'm
Suns?
done with the Suns, man. You
But all
got
right, I'll...
KD. You got KD on Twitter talking about. Look, someone's put it in the Discord. I'm gonna tell you what he said. KD put something in. He said, when Book plays great, I get no mention. When he has a tough game, it's somehow because of my presence. Like, bro, you're Kevin Durant. You don't need to do this. You don't need to argue with. I don't know who Dan Bickley is. I'm assuming he covers the Phoenix Suns or something. He's a radio host
Yeah, well,
for Arizona Sports. And I'm just like, come on, KD, man. Come on. All right, cool. What are we doing? Waiting for the summer for Kevin Durant to get traded? Is that what we're doing here? I don't want to talk about the Suns. They're 11th. Three games under 500. I don't want to talk about.
please.
You had Devin Booker in the summer talking about, I don't know how anyone's going to guard us. Well, maybe now you do. I'm done with him. Like, they might not even make the play-in. And they got no future. I'm done with the Suns. I'm just done with it, man. Matt Ishbia, if you're listening, hire me because it can't get any worse at this point. How about that? How about that? I don't want to hear about those damn
They'll
Phoenix
figure it out.
Suns.
They
They're
will
going to
figure it out.
figure out nothing, man. What are they going to figure out? What are they going to figure out?
They'll figure it out. They'll get something together. They'll get it
We'll
together.
see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. It's between them and the Kings for the 10th seed, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, the Warriors look to have improved. The Mavericks, if they can get healthy, they could improve. Timberwolves, they need to improve. Clippers, they've lost three straight, but they've been good all season long. Rockets been on a bit of a slide, but I don't see the Suns or the Kings getting any higher than 10th, unless there's like major injuries to any of the teams above them. So.
Well, the Suns, I will say this. The Suns just have one major problem, right? They can't defend, especially in the interior. And for who knows why, they don't play Bol Bol. I have no idea. Like,
Well,
I
you
don't
and
I
millions of other people who shared that clip that from our previous show when you were talking about Bol Bol,
Oh,
maybe there's something that we don't see. Maybe we're not in the building in
it
Phoenix. Maybe
must
there's
be
something we don't see.
something. Yeah, it has to. I can't believe that. I mean, the guy is like, I don't know, he's ready made for the way they play today, right? No one defends, and he can block three, four shots, and he can shoot threes, and he can. But who knows? I don't know. But I think he's a really good player. But there must be something that I can't see.
Yeah, I mean, you got 7 minutes in their last loss to the Toronto Raptors, 13 minutes in the win against the Bulls, 10 minutes in the loss against the Spurs. But before that, he had a stretch of games, three, four games where he's playing 25 to 35 minutes a night. So I don't really know what's happening behind the scenes with the Phoenix Suns. But
I don't know.
like I said, I don't care.
Well,
I don't
I'll be
care about the
watching
Phoenix
more. I'm
Suns.
gonna call you. I'm gonna call you later. Yeah, I know you're gonna be up watching. Maybe reluctantly you'll be watching, but I'll be watching. I'll be calling you, and we can
No,
watch the
see,
game.
you know what? You know what? You know what? You know what? We can't get out of here without saying one thing. What a performance. I don't know if anyone in the world watched the Wizards game last night. I mean, shout out to Dan in our Discord server, resident Wizards fan. But Marcus Smart, for the Washington Wizards last night.
Oh, gosh.
Just reminding everyone who he is. Just you know, taking a charge and, you know, playing some good basketball, 4-6 on the field. Nice to see him back out there. You know, just shout out to Marcus. How about that?
Yeah, you know, quietly, they've put together some few little players over there. Middleton, some vets. Marcus Smart. You know, they got some, they're putting some guys around their young players, you know? Mm-hmm. So I respect that. They're just quietly going about their way. They're going to get a good draft pick this year.
They need a good draft pick this year.
Yeah. And they'll figure it out.
Yeah, man. No, that's another episode. Hoop Genius Podcast. Subscribe to the show, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get podcasts from. We'll be back tomorrow breaking down whatever Luka Doncic does tonight against the Mavs and whatever else happens around the league. So stay locked in with us. And until next time, get buckets.